I want to share with you an amazing idea about the Shviras HaLuchos, the breaking of the Luchos at Chet HaEgel. Now I want to finish off with a question, a tzarchin that I have on the sheet of Tosfos, and open it up to if any of the listeners have any suggestions to email me, because I'm curious to know what your thoughts are. But the Gemara tells us, Maseches Pesachim Daf Pei Zayin Mem Beis, it describes the breaking of the Luchos, description that appears in Sefer Dvarim, though. Mar tells us, based on the Pasuk, Vashvarem Leinechem, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I broke the Luchos Leinechem in front of your eyes. Says the Gemara, Tana Luchos Nishbru, Veosios Parchos. The Luchos broke, and the letters flew up. And the Rashi explains Leinechem, their eyes, because they actually saw Klomer Dover Pelarisen. They saw an amazing thing, Sham Sha'ayin Pone Lestakabo, that the eyes saw letters floating up back into Shemayim, into the clouds. And they were amazed by this miraculous thing. And there's a machlokus exactly how these letters were. The Maharsha writes, there was a Nes Toch Nes, that we know that the letters of Luchos were arched, chiseled out. They had chiseled out, and there were no letters that were written. It was a hole that they put right through the stone. So there was air that was flying. So the Maharsha says that those letters that were really a hole in the stone turned into osios, turned into letters, and those letters flew up to Shemayim. Others write, the Et Yosef writes, Tanein Yaakov, that no, the letters with some of the surrounding stone flew up as those hollow letters. And that's what came up out of the Luchos. The question that Tosfos asks in the Moshe of Zakenim is, if the Osios, if the letters flew away, so then why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to break the Luchos? What was the need to break the Luchos? There's nothing left. There's no Kedusha. The Sfarim tell us that only where there's Osios is there Kedusha. That's why when it comes to mitzvahs that have Osios in them, klaf, such as Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzah, those are called Tashmishe Kedusha. Whenever there's Osios, there's Kedusha. And those mitzvahs that don't have Osios, like Tzitzis and the like, it's only called Tashmishe Mitzvah. There is no Kedusha when there are no Osios. So if the Luchos lost its Osios, lost the Kedusha, so what was the need for Moshe Rabbeinu to break the Luchos? So basically, Levi's Mechadish, that the Luchos not only had the Aseret HaDibros and the Torah Shebichsav, but also had the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Beis Halevin is the Drashos, is Mechadish, this is Jewish Yud Ches. He's Mechadish that the Torah Shebaal Peh was once written down. But after the Chet HaEgel, that Torah Shebaal Peh was taken away from them. And all they were given was the Torah Shebichsav. The Torah Shebaal Peh flew away. So there was still Osios on the Luchos, and for that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu had to break them. The Das Zakenim, the Moshe of Zakenim, rather, says differently. Moshe of Zakenim says, you're right, Tataka, there's no Kedusha left. The Osios flew away. It was empty. But the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos is because they were heavy. And he says that he had to go down and stop Klal Yisrael from being involved further in the Chet HaEgel. So he broke the Luchos. He broke the Luchos and therefore went down to stop Klal Yisrael from being involved in this Aveira. Then he says, he suggests, that another reason is maybe that he didn't have to break them, but he decided to break them just to make an impact, just to scare them, help break their hearts, and maybe they're going to do tshuva. These are the two suggestions of Tosfos. What's amazing from this Tosfos is that there is no Kedusha left in the Luchos because the Osios flew away and there was no problem breaking these Luchos. The question I leave you with is, how come then Chazal tell us that these broken Luchos were placed in the Aron? I understand why the second Luchos were placed in the Aron, those had Osios. I understand why the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu was placed in the Luchos. The broken Luchos? If you hold like the Beis Halevi, that the broken Luchos only lost the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebechsav remained on the Luchos. So I understand why that was placed in the Aron. There's Kedusha. But according to Tosos' assumption that these Luchos lost the Osios and the Luchos lost its Kedusha, then for what reason were the Luchos Rishonos, the broken Luchos, placed in the Aron? The Mamash lost its Kedusha. There's no significance. So I'll leave you off with that question. If anybody has suggestions, please feel free to give me a call or email me. I'm curious to know your thoughts. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.